Okay, so we are all the way in the bottom of Samach Chesam and Aleph, basically trying to discover what is the source of this concept that if a an individual who is pasal lavo bakal would have tashish with a woman makes her psula from marrying a kohen, eating truma, etc. So let's just go, you know, just for a second, let's just go back to the two dots. We'll read it quickly, just to get to where we were. So Gemara asked me nahani mili, right? How do we know it from? So Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, see where I am? Mm-hmm. Yes, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Amar Kra Ubas Koin Ki Siyel Ish Zar Kevin Shenivla Lipasola Pasla. Right. So when she, that pasuk says that once she is with a non Koin, so now she already is psula from eating truma. So from eating truma. Is that you have there from eating truma?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Fine. So Gemara says, but wait a second. Hi mi barle the tika amrachmana bas koin de min sibala zarlo sechel. What do you mean? That pasuk I need for the rule in general that a pasuk that bas koin who marries a non koin can no longer eat truma. Gemara says, no. Hahim mishav al beis avia kineurea milech amavia tochal nafka. No, that's learned from the pasuk that says that when she goes back to her father's house, then she goes and eats again. So that's how I know. And what's the midikam rachmana b'shavel b'savia tochel? Then when she goes back to her father's house, she can eat. Mechlad meikara lo achlat. So you see from there that must be that she was not eating from truma when she had gone back to her father's house, when she had left her father's house. So I know it from there. So I don't need the pasuk itself. So Gemara says no. Ime ahi have a mina lava b'machlasi asay. Cause rachmana had a lava. No, Gemara says no. But yeah, but if I would have just learned that from b'shavel b'savia, right? Like. From the fact that she goes back, now she can eat again. Ah, must be she wasn't allowed to eat in her father, when she was out of her father's house. That just teaches me it's a low sase that comes mechla ase. And be no, for example, no malchus or whatever. If a person, it's not a low sase really. So the reason we have both psukim ubas koin kisil yishzar, right, etc. And vishava besavia teaches me that she is also there's also a low sase. So therefore, again, the point is there's no pasuk available to teach me this other din. That when the apostle, someone who's apostle, absul lavobakal, absul marries her, that itself passes her from truma. So we don't have a pasuk yet. So Gemara says, wait a second, no, lav mechol zala yocha kodesh nafka. No, I have a lav I can learn from some other place. That the pasuk is mechol zala yocha kodesh. So from that pasuk, I learned the general rule, right, that she's not allowed to eat truma. Right, Rashi says lav mechol zar nafka. Meaning that passage says that a zar can eat truma. What does it mean about her? The assumption being that the bas kohen also is included there. I mean, now that she's married to the zar, she's like the zar. Right? That's the assumption. So that's the passage I can use. Meaning, and each time we now have this, another passage usable. What do we now have? Our original passage is now available again to learn this. Our we want to learn. Fine. So Gemara says, no, not so fast. No, I need that pasuk for itself to teach me the din that a zar can, a regular zar. Rashi says, like zar gomor, right? That mamish a non kohen can eat truma. That's why I need that pasuk for. That's not enough. So again, we're missing a source. So Gemara says, no, trei v'chol zar k'sive. No, there's two places where it says v'chol zar. Look at Rashi, v'chol zar lo yocha kodesh, and v'od gabe bas kohen k'siv v'shava beis avia, and it says. So again, I have it. So I have the v'chol zar lo yochabo for that to add in, right? It's I need the v'chol zar for the original v'chol zar for the regular zar himself, and the v'chol zar lo yochabo can teach me again the laws to say, meaning I don't need the extra pasuk about coin kisil each zar itself. That can be available to teach me the din that an apostle who marries this woman makes her psula to eat truma. So Gemara says, no, not so fast. I still need a pasuk for Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina. Why? The Amr Yosef Rabbi Chanina v'chol zar zaris amart lecha v'lo aninos. Right, Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina says that even though a zar can eat truma, an onain, someone who has had a relative pass away and has not yet been buried. The real din is that the day of the person passes away, but we haven't even as long as the person hasn't been buried. So an onain is to teach me that an onain is allowed to eat truma, even though let's say a kohen who's an onain can't eat certain korbanos, etc., like that, because they're not allowed to do mitzvos, but truma, they're allowed to eat, right? So they're v'chol zar, I need the pasuk to teach me this din, that they are allowed to, that a kohen's allowed to eat truma when they are an oning. So again, now that pasuk is taken away, we don't have a source for our original, for the din we're trying to prove. So the Yosef Rachanina, so Gemara's going to answer back now. The Rebbe Yosef Rachanina means zar v'chol zar nafka. No, I can learn that because the pasuk says v'chol zar. If it says v'chol zar, then it could have just said zar. Why v'chol zar? They teach me both dinim. Right? They teach me also that this din of, that they can eat when they're an onain, but also still have the pasuk available to teach about the other din of the woman who marries the psul. Okay. Not so fast, that's Gemara. But cost me by no, I still need that pasuk. Why? Because the following brisa. When this woman is this Bas Kohen, right, who goes and marries a Yisrael, and now her husband passes away, or she's divorced from him, she goes back to her father's house. So what's the halach? Halach is she can eat truma again, right? But even though she can eat truma, she actually still has certain restrictions. She's not allowed to eat the chazeh or the shokat truma, meaning the things that are given to the Kohen from korbanos, right, which are then every Kohen is given, or Kohan, every time someone brings a korban, there's certain elements of the korban that are given to the Kohen, that the Bas Kohen, who had gotten married and then comes back to her father's house, she's not allowed to eat those things. He b'truma sakadashim. She can go back to eating truma, but lo socha b'muram minakadashim. She can eat. She can go back to eating truma, but she can't go back to eating the other items from kadashim, meaning the sense the items that are used for that come from korbanos. Okay, so that's why I need this pasuk. So again, the pasuk is now not available to teach me that a pasul who marries any woman makes her psul l'kohen. So imke and lichtav kra. Hiba kadashim lo sochal, my betruma sakadashim. You could have just said the word bakadashim. Why truma sakadashim? Shamas mine tarte. I can learn both. Meaning, I can use the puzzle to teach me one, that this woman who goes back, the Bas Kohen goes back to her father's house, can eat truma but not other kachim. And I still have the puzzle available to teach me that the puzzle who marries the Bas Kohen or any woman now makes her psula to eat truma. So fine. So I have my pasuk. So Gemara says, well, you have some of it. Eshkechan kohenes, you're good for a kohenes. That's true if it's a bas kohen, meaning because that's the case, right? The case that's referring to is a bas kohen who marries an ish zar that you make her psula to the kohen. But how do I know about other abbas levi, abbas yisrael? How do I know them? Kedo amrabi abba amarav bas ubas. Right, because the pasuk says ubas, right? Ubas coin. Didn't say ubas coin. Just say bas coin. You need the vav for, right? Hachanami bas ubas. So I guess Rabbi Abba Amarav had made that drasha before about the word the extra vav ubas teaches me something. So here too, I can use the extra vav to teach me not just the kohenes, but also a levia and a yisraelis. So Gemara says, okay, but come on, who's that like? Rabbi Akiva, the darsh vavin. That's like Rabbi Akiva, who darshins vavs. He says that vavs are enough. We have a different Gemara. So Shimon HaMatzuni, he was darshined all the S, the Essen in the Torah. So Rabbi Akiva is known for darshining vavin, right? But those who don't darshin vavin, so they don't think these extra vavs really are there for a drush at all. So what are you going to say? The Gemara says, no, afilatim rabbanon. Even the rabbanon would agree. Afilatim rabbanon kulei ubas kra yaseiruhu. Right, even the Rabbanan who don't darshan vavin, they'll say the whole word ubas was an extra pasuk. How's it extra? Look, extra word. How's Rashi? So Rashi explains, kule ubas kra yaseiruhu, dehak siv le'el minei, v'kohen ki yiknek nefesh. Right, it said before that kohen who acquires someone, v'yaldi beso, u'matzel mikhtav abasrei, v'chisiyeh le'ishzar. But it was basically talking about the children of the kohen. So it could have just said, v'chisiyeh, meaning when your child, this daughter, right, goes ahead and marries, it's not talking about your son, right? So it would mean that when your bas marries a nish zar, it didn't need the word ubas at all. So even the Rabbanan agree, even if you're not darshan the vavin, still they could use this word ubas to teach me kohanes, the levia, and yisraelis also, because the whole word is really extra. Fine. So now we know that a Bas Kohen, Bas Yisrael, and a Bas Levi who marry a apostle, that they make that they make her psula to eat truma. Fine, that we know. Okay. So it says the Gemara, Eshkechan truma le truma le kahuna minolan. Well, nice that I understand now from these psukim that these women now can't eat truma. But how do I know that they're forbidden to marry a kohen? Okay. So Gemara says, Atu levi of Yisraelis lo le kahuna marbina lehu. What do you mean? A Levia and Yisraelis. Meaning, how else would a Bas Yisrael ever eat truma? Right? The only way to get a Bas Yisrael or Bas Levi to eat truma is if she marries a Kohen. So if we're assuming that the Drasha teaches me that a Bas Yisrael who marries a psul can never eat truma, what does that mean? It means she can't marry a Kohen, right? That the only way she's going to get there is by marrying a Kohen in the first place. So the Ila truma benos mechel. Benos Michal Truma Ninu, right? Meaning, because if it's just about Truma, they're not people who eat Truma, right? Alam Alam Mishkachasla, the Ka'achla Bishvil, so Alam Alam Mishkachasla, the Ka'achla Bishvil Bena, right? Sorry, that was the answer. So the Ila Truma Benos Michal Truma Ninu, that's part of the Kasha?
Yes.
Yes, right? The Truma Benos Michal Truma Ninu, they're not people who eat Truma. So Alam Alam Mishkachasla, the ka'acha bishvil bena. Bishvil bena, right, so the case is, one of them who eats, who can still eat truma because of their son, right? Right, look at Rashi. Alam alo b'miyaz. I mean, why not? V'ha mishkachasa de ka'achla bishvil bena v'istrich la'ashwina de'im tibayal l'pasola te'asem. Meaning, what's the case? The case is Yisraelis was married to a Kohen, right? She's married to a Kohen, they have a son, let's say, right? And then he dies, the Kohen, right? He dies. So now what happens? She still eats truma. Why? Because she has a child who's the Kohen. What happens afterwards? She goes ahead and she's together with a mamzer. Okay, so the answer is, even though she has a son who is a Kohen, you know, it's the son of her Kohen, she's now psula from eating truma. Because the only reason she was only able to eat because of her son who was a Kohen, right? Who is the son of her former husband who had been a Kohen. And so she's still in for eating truma because of that child. The point here is that, so we're saying, how could you have a scenario where one, being together with one of these psulim would pass her from kahuna, from truma, and not pass her from a kohen? And the answer is this, meaning that's two separate dinim. And the answer is, in this case, her relationship with this guy, even though she's currently allowed to eat truma and she's not married to a kohen, can still pass her from eating truma. Yeah? Mm-hmm. Does that make sense? It disqualifies her. She hasn't married anybody, but she's not trying to marry a Kohen, but she was holding on to her being able to eat truma because of her former marriage to the Kohen. That's the point.
Wait, so it's the former marriage or the fact that she has a son?
Well, it's a good chat. How do you explain that? But I mean, she was married to a Kohen and had a child with him, right? So right. She had been married. Her marriage to the Kohen was what made her eat truma in the first place.
Right.
Then she's not married to the Kohen anymore. Right, so she should be forbidden to eat truma. But the fact that she has a son still, right, is what allows her to continue to eat truma.
So once the husband dies, it's the son.
It's the son that's still connected to truma, exactly. Yeah. If it wasn't for the son, she'd be out from eating truma. So do you want to say it's the son who connects her to the former husband, and that's why, and it's a good chat, like what's the rationale? But
at the time when she's with the momzer, it's the son.
It was the son, exactly. That's the point. Because we're saying it's always about the husband. The answer is it's not always about the husband. Sometimes it's just about the son. And therefore, that's a scenario where her relationship with this puzzle can actually passel her from truma, even though she's not being passeled. In theory, if it didn't passel her from kahuna, and it only passed her from truma, that would be possible. Mm-hmm. Right, you could say such a thing. It would be realistic.
If she marries a regular Yisrael, is she still allowed to eat truma at that point because of the son?
If she let's say this, if she has tashmish with a regular Yisrael,
right,
and not Latin shemishes,
like a regular,
right? Are you saying what if that woman who has a son who is from her Kohen husband,
right,
go ahead and marries a regular Yisrael?
You would think so, no? Son's still going.
I know, but she's now, the whole point was that the son is living with her, but she's now living in the husband's Yisrael's house.
I don't know what happens in that case. I don't know. That's a good, we should find that out. That's a good question. Yeah, I don't know. But the point, at least at this, just at this stage, the point the Gemara is trying to make is, because Gemara asked the question. The Gemara said, right? I know that this relationship passes from Truma. How do I know it passes from marrying a Kohen? Separate din. Eating Truma or marrying a Kohen. What do you mean? It's a separate din. It's the same exact thing, right? Hanimach, basically. A Levi and a Kohen and Yisrael are only going to eat Truma if they're married to a Kohen. And she says, yeah, but there are some scenarios where this woman is eating Truma even though she's not married to a Kohen. What's the case where she was married to Kohen and now he dies and now she has a son? And she has a son still. So in that case, the chiddush is that, all I have learned at this point, basically, right? All I have learned at this point is that the relationship with this puzzle has made her psula to eat truma, even though she has a son from her original Kohen relationship. It hasn't taught me yet that she's now forbidden to marry another Kohen. That I don't know yet. That's the point, right? So the Gemara says, Alam alo, mishkacha, saladika, acha, bishvil, b'na. Bishvil, fine. So says the Gemara, but no. Bishvil b'na kava chomer. Yeah, but I can learn a kava chomer. What's the kava chomer? Umako henes to be a kedusha de nafsha achla pasala levia v'yisraelis the lo achla ala bishvil b'na lo kosher game. What's the happen? What's the kava chomer? What's the happen? A bas kohen, why is she allowed to eat truma? It's interesting. The kedusha de nafsha. It's almost like the bas kohen has her own kedusha. Right? So her own kedusha is allowing her to eat truma. And nevertheless, when she's together with this mamzer or nusin or whoever, it passes her from eating truma, right? So she has a fundamental heter to be eating truma. Right? Fundamentally, she can eat because she's a bas kohen. And nevertheless, it's interesting if it's only for the purpose of this kava chomer that we really call it kedusha de nafsha, because really kedusha de nafsha is kedusha of her father. Because right, when she leaves her father's house, she doesn't have it anymore. So, okay, but whatever. The Kohenes has a Kedusha de Nafsha. She has a fundamental internal Kedusha that allows her to eat Truma, right? And nevertheless, when she marries the Nusin, the Mamzer, etc., she's Psula to eat Truma. And she's... Okay, fine. She's Psula, Pasula, what? To a Kohen?
No,
he truma, right?
Yeah,
it's all this so far, right?
These other people,
right? So Levi of Yisrael is the lo achla el bishul bana, but the Levi Yisrael who don't have a fundamental, right, connection to truma per se, right? So they for sure should no longer be truma anymore. That's fine. That doesn't tell me anything about. I'm just saying that doesn't teach me anything about marrying a kohen. Correct.
No.
Right, still only tell me about eating truma,
mm-hmm.
Right?
Right?
Fine. So Gemara says vihino he no senes. The Gemara says not so fast on that kavah chomer. Kohenes the kaddish gufa pasula, right? Hadalo kaddish gufa lo pasula. You could say the exact opposite, right? It's because the kohenes herself already has this fundamental kedusha that it like knocks her out. Right, but the other people, they don't have some fundamental kedusha that this relationship with the nasin etc. knocks them out. Why? Meaning, she's only connected. Levi and Yisrael are only connected to eating truma because of her son, right? Because of their son. So she, right now she marries this other guy. Exactly, question you asked before. What happens if she marries Yisrael? So what? That doesn't affect her relationship with her son, and right? That relationship remains. So the Gemara says, "What are you talking about? I can say just the opposite." Right, that there's no reason to passel them because they don't have this fundamental kedusha. So el kahuna kavachomer. So the point being, I think what the Gemara is trying to do at this point is prove the psul la kahuna from this kavachomer. Right, that's what the Gemara is trying to do because it has to be because that's the whole kasha right now. Right, so even meaning the psul of eating shuma, we don't need a kavachomer for that. We learned it already from the puzzle. Right, so what they're trying to do here is prove the psul la kohen. So the point being that the bas kohen, who is kaddish gufa, right? When she marries this psul, he passes her to marry another kohen, right? So the levia and the Yisrael is l'kol shekin. And the answer is no, not l'kol shekin. It's not l'kav v'chomer, because I could have argued that they never had the kedusha, the fundamental kedusha in the first place, so it doesn't impact them. So Gemara says no. So el l'kahuna kav v'chomer migrusha. So we're going to learn it instead from a kavachomer from grusha. What's the kavachomer? Uma grusha shumuteres betruma asru la kahuna. again, a woman who's been divorced is permitted to eat truma, right? Again, she's been divorced and she has her son still connected. She's allowed to eat truma. So when she goes back to her father's house, she can still eat truma, right? Asura la kuhuna. Nevertheless, the grusha is forbidden to marry a kohen. Zusha asura b'truma ain't a din she psula la kuhuna. Right, so this woman who is psula, who's now forbidden to eat truma, certainly should be psula la kuhuna. The Kal v'chomer make sense? Yeah, let's try that again. Right. So now again, we're trying to prove. Right now, we're trying to prove. I already know that all these people can't eat truma. Once they are together with a apostle, a nasin, a mamzer, etc. Right? The question is, how do I know that they're also forbidden to marry a kohen? Right? So the answer now is a kava chomer. What's the kava chomer? It's a kava chomer from a grusha. And a grusha, if a woman is a bas kohen, she marries a kohen. She's a bas kohen who marries a kohen, right? Or Yisrael. And what happens? And she has no children. She gets divorced. She goes back to her father's house. Right? And she can eat truma. Right, she's a grusha. Is that woman allowed to marry a kohen?
She's still, like every other grusha, she also is still a grusha. She can't marry a kohen.
Correct.
She can't marry a kohen.
But even though she can eat truma.
She's a grusha like everybody else.
Right. But the point, you're right. But the point is that she's a grusha and she can eat truma, but she can't marry a kohen.
Right.
So that's true. So these people who are already knocked out from eating truma because of their relationship with the nasin and the mamzer, etc., kava chomer, they shouldn't be allowed to marry a kohen. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm arguing.
But aren't they saying that if they were Grushin, or are they saying just in general?
Meaning, if we have a concept of a woman who is permitted to eat truma, who is forbidden to a kohen,
right.
So certainly these people who are forbidden to eat truma should be forbidden to marry a kohen.
Right, but they're learning this out from Grusha, and now you're saying that these women aren't Grusha.
They're not Grushas.
So
that's like what John was saying. He's like, that's because it's a fundamental issue in her, that she's a Grusha, that these people don't have. Okay, you can say such a thing. So Gemara is bothered anyways. Gemara says, V'chima asira min adin. So the Gemara apparently is not bothered by that question. It's not. It's a good question. The Gemara is not bothered by that question. So the Gemara says, but the Gemara by a different question, which is, V'chima asira min adin. We have a rule in general that you can't learn dinim, you can't learn a los asay, which would result in malchus, meaning if this one would marry a kohen, right? We could be a malchus. It's about a los asay. Find a halacha that's going to result in malchus from a kav v'chomer. Ein mazhirin min adin, that's the rule. You can't cause azhara, means like a los asay. You can't create an azhara, a los asay, which will result in malchus if you're learning only from a kav v'chomer. There's no pasuk that says it. Right? You just use it's a kav v'chomer that taught you the halacha. So how can that be? So it says the Gemara, no, giloi milsa ba'amahu. No, it's the kav v'chomer is not really teaching me the halacha. The kav v'chomer just makes it clear. But otherwise, I would have known it then anyway. Look at Rashi. Gilei milsa ba'amahu. V'lav lav milaf minei yafinan. Right? We're not learning it out. Lav milaf minei yafinan lav l'kuhuna mitruma. Dememela kevan de'ifsal l'truma, ifsal l'kuhuna. Point being, it's automatic. Once someone's pasal l'truma, we actually use the language all the time. Right? Before we talked about pasaling l'truma, like almost means pasaling to marry a kohen. Right? So that's really we know anyways. Right, the truma hainu kedushas kahuna, because truma is kedushas kahuna. It's the same thing. So the point is, this kava chomer isn't like it's not like it teaches me a new halacha out of nowhere. I never would have known. I knew the halacha. You're telling me that if a person can't eat truma, that I know they can't marry a kohen. But we use the kava chomer as a way to make it clearer. But really, that's the halacha. So the bottom line is the Gemara now has now come to the conclusion that this woman who marries a psul, she can't eat truma and she can't marry a kohen. Both of these things. Okay. So Gemara says, but wait a second. Ve'ema nivala l'pasula chai v'krisis. Maybe that's only true if she was nivala to a psul who is that the relationship is a chi of karis. Meaning, for example, her marrying a mamzer, that's not a chi of karis. So she's not supposed to marry him, but it's not a there's no chi of karis for doing so. Maybe this rule should only apply in those scenarios. In the same way that, by the way, that we had that rule applied to whether the child becomes a mamzer, right? Does it only apply to chi of karis? Does it apply to other cases, right? So this Gemara says, kisiya amar rachmana hanach de isbu havaya chabe krisos la bnei havaya. So the Gemara says, no, it's actually the opposite, because the pasuk keeps is a woman who's kisiya leish zar. Or kisiya to somebody else, right? Siya means we always have, and this is a rule in Gemara and Kiddushin all the time, Havaya always refers to marriage, an official marriage. So that you see that these rules only apply in a situation that there's actually a marriage. Chave Krisos, there's no marriage. For example, someone else's wife. Some, you know, some, a woman's married to somebody else and a man is together with her. They can try all they want. They never need to get... There's no kiddushin. There's no chalos kiddushin in such a case. So what's clear from the pasuk is that it actually only applies to individuals with, if that's the pasuk we're using, right? Kisi alish zar. So then it only applies to individuals with whom there's actually a marriage, which means it's by definition those who are not chayvei krisos. Where it says, okay, ihachi ovi kochavim ve'eved lo lifsalu. If that's true, then if this woman's together with an idolater or with an eved, that shouldn't possible her to marry a kohen or to eat truma. And it seems the Gemara's assumption is that it does. So Gemara says, no, hanach pasay b'di Rabbi Yishmael. Those two, a woman together with a non-Jew or with an eved, that passes her from a kohen, that's only according to Rabbi Yishmael. Why? The Amr of Yochanan, Mishun Rabbi Yishmael, minay la'ov v'kochavim ve'eved shabal b'as yisrael v'al koheness u'levia shepasluha. How do I know that a non-Jew or an eved who has tashmish with a Jewish woman or a specifically a Bas Kohen and Levia, that passes them from marrying a Kohen ever again. Shenemar, Ubas Kohen kisiye amana urusha vegomer. Nishiyesh lo amnus vegerishin. Meaning, the pasuk there is actually talking about when they're together, when she becomes an amana or becomes a grusha. But that's about, again, passing her either to a Kohen or to a Kohen Gadol. But the point being, and about eating truma, but the point being, what's the drasha there? It's only in scenarios where there is almanus or gerishin, meaning halachic status of almana or halachic status of grusha, which only applies when with someone to whom you can marry, right? Yatsu ovi kochavim ve'eved she'ein lo almanus v'gerishin, and so eved and ovi kochavim don't have that status of almana of creating almanus or gerishin, and therefore, that's the reason why they cause a situation of her being psula to a being psula psulim to a kohen after having that relationship with them, but it's the point being it's from a separate halacha. It's not from this case of kisi al ishzar. So if it was kisi, it only applied to individuals to whom you can be married. This separate halacha says no. These two other individuals to whom she can't be married, for them she would pass her to kohen as well. We're gonna have a lot more conversation to talk about in Samatah Samad Aleph. We'll do that next time.